Hey guys, this is Scotty Borderlong with WholeHogSports.com. Welcome into the basketball podcast of Mid-America. Since basketball season started back in November, Seth Campbell and I dropped a new episode breaking down what's going on with Arkansas basketball essentially on a weekly basis. We recorded this week too, and we got into some season reviews on a pair of grad transfers. Jimmy Witt and Gene Tosilla were the two that I wrote about most recently. And also got into what grad transfer Vance Jackson, who committed to the Razorbacks on April 1st, is going to bring to the table. But also wanted to bring you something of a bonus episode today. Back on March 9th, 2 days before Arkansas played what turned out to be its final game of the season, I sat down with Adriel Bailey one-on-one and really had a great conversation with him. We basically just talked about his time at Arkansas, his family, his mom who passed away when he was a sophomore in high school. He was 14. And we got into a bunch of other things that really meant a lot to him. After we wrapped up our conversation, I almost immediately texted several people, you know, who were pretty close to me, and I told them I thought I'd just finished my best interview yet. This interview was obviously for the profile I wrote on Adriel that went live on our site last week, and I hope you can take some time and check that out if you get the chance. It probably ranks in the top three in terms of stories I kind of obsessed over. It was so much fun to put together, and it really includes some great stories and quotes from Matt Zimmerman, who's an assistant at Arkansas who helped bring Bailey to Fayetteville, and Adriel Bailey's counselor at Lakeview High School in Campy, Louisiana, Fanny Holden, who was nice enough to send me a couple of really fun pictures of her and Adriel through the years to throw into the story. Now, I'll go ahead and apologize in advance for some of the background noise. This interview was done in Arkansas's Basketball Performance Center right after the team wrapped up practice on that Monday before it traveled to Nashville to play Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament. But without further ado, here's that interview with Adriel, and I hope you guys enjoy this as much as I did. Could you like kind of sum up your career here? I know you talked about last week, you said you don't have any complaints, wouldn't really change anything. What has the 4 years been like?
My 4 years here have been, for me, it's been a dream, you know, something I've always dreamed of as a kid, something that I worked for, you know, just like any other kid. Mine didn't play out the way I wanted to, but I'm still dreaming, you know. You know, my route is different. I got to continue to work, continue to get better each and every day.
I was talking to, I remember you came into the interview room one time and Coach Z walked in, like right after you, and he was talking about Campy. Could you tell me what Campy is like?
Man, Campy, that's where I went to high school at, man. It's a small town, man. Just have one Dollar General, maybe two stores, that's it. Yeah. You know, for me to overcome that and, to come here and achieve all the things that I have achieved, man, it means a lot, man. And my goal, you know, from the college stand, only thing I try to do is inspire. That's why I smile. That's why I do things that I do, community service. I just try to inspire the ones that don't really have the opportunities that I have, but that look up to me. You know, so I want to continue to inspire those kids.
So what was there to do for fun in camp here? Did you got to branch out to let loose a little?
What was there fun to do? And in Campton, everybody just kicked it. It's a place called the Bottom. It's like one of my teammates' house. Okay. That's where everybody just went to the Bottom and played pickup ball. It's on a concrete slab.
Okay.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah, you just kind of got down to it.
Right, and that's it. We did that and ride bikes through the town. That's it.
Yeah. But how do you think growing up in Campton shaped you?
I'm not from Kansas. I just went to high school.
So
I'm from Clarence.
Yeah, I'm from Clarence.
But that's
the hometown of your bio has changed like two or three times.
And I don't know why y'all always changed it back to Kansas. I'm not where I'm from, but I've been there so much, you might as well say it's where I'm from. But I'm originally from Clarence, but growing up as a kid in Kansas, that's where a lot of my family members were at. I stayed in Kansas basically every summer with family. And growing up as a kid, it was kind of boring, you know. We kind of made the best of everything we did, you know. Like we played water fights with water balloons, little birthday parties, just to give the community something to do.
Sure. You know, is Clarence like Campy, or is it a little bigger?
Exactly. To be honest, it might be smaller.
Really?
Yeah, it might be smaller because the only thing there is literally two stores.
Yeah. I got you. What's the other? So you said there's a DG there.
Yeah, Dollar General and a Dollar Tree.
And a Dollar Tree. Well, I see I got it covered.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's it.
So Lakeview is in Campy,
that's
right?
In Campy. Yes.
Can you tell me about just, I guess, your high school background?
My high school?
Your high school career, I guess, just on the floor, off the floor, too.
Okay, I'm going to start off the floor. My high school off the floor was amazing. It's like the community seen something in me that I didn't see in myself. You know, they made sure I stayed out of harm's way. They let my high school coach and my principal, they let me get in the gym literally anytime I want to. Like I would call my high school coach at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and he would come open up the gym. Like, keep in mind where I'm from, because you don't really get those guys who.
Sure.
To get those type of opportunities. But my coach and my principal, they okayed it for me. I come in the gym 2-3 o'clock in the morning to, you know, to get extra rock, get extra reps up.
Yeah.
You know, to me that meant a lot, because for them not to do it, like for everyone, for them just to do it for me, they seen something in me that I didn't see. So it meant a lot for me. Off the court. And on the court, my coaches they just pushed me to be versatile player, not just have that one position, but to be able to play and guard, you know, multiple positions, whether it be big, small. That's why I stayed in the weight room, because I know I'm kind of big, but I'm not that tall. Kind of muscular, but I'm not too muscular, so I know I could play versatile positions. So my high school coach, they knew that was going to be, they knew that that's how I was going to play at the next level, so they prepped me for it, and I appreciate them so much for that.
You said some of those people helped you kind of stay out of harm's way. What did it look like, I guess, for people around you that didn't stay on the right path?
Some people that I actually grew up with, man, some were killed. Some just kind of just, you know, just kind of just looked at something else. Maybe I should look at something else, you know, maybe basketball isn't it, but... Some guys I kept under my wing. I took to the gym with me just to, you know, stay out of home. Just to come with me. But the one, you know, you can't bring everybody with you, you know. But a lot of my close friends, you know, they ended up doing the wrong things. And some of them, I wish they were here. You know?
Yeah, some of them get killed.
Yeah.
What happened?
Instead of being at a certain place, you know what I'm saying, at the right time, they were at the wrong place, at the wrong time, and I ended up, you know, taking the life away from him. He went to LSU with Wade Sims.
Oh, wait, yeah. So how close were you guys?
Man, I in the summers, I used to go stay with Wade Sims, man.
Where did he live?
Huh?
Where did he live?
He lived in Baton Rouge.
In Baton Rouge, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm real close with his mom, and his father, Wayne. I look at them as parents, you know what I'm saying? They took me in when I didn't have nothing, you know. And it's getting to me a little bit, hold on.
Yeah, I understand.
That's
I understand.
Tough, but yeah. Man, all the things that they sacrificed, you know, they only had one kid, and it was Wade, so every time I come home, I make sure I go see them.
Did you have a counselor in high school? I can't remember her name, but she told me that there was a counselor that stayed on.
It wasn't Ms. Winslow, it was... I forgot my... She's going to kill me. But she stayed... Oh, my goodness. She stayed on me about just keeping my grades up, staying out of trouble, staying in the gym. Some days, I would be sitting in class, and she would call me up to her office just to see how I was doing, you know. Yeah. She would look at my grades and be like, okay, you need to get this up if you want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I miss her. I need to call her.
How did it make you feel that someone was kind of...
That's what I'm a little things guy. Those little things go a long way with me.
Yeah.
Man, just to show that she even cared, it meant a lot to me. It meant a lot.
I think I looked at your Instagram one day, I think last week, and the first thing in your bio was RIP Claire. Could you explain that?
That's my mother. My mother passed away when I was 14, in the 10th grade. It was a tough time for me to overcome. I actually thought about not even going to college.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to stay with family?
Just to stay with my pops. You know, my pops was going through it. And
doing?
So I sat and talked to my pops. He told me that would be, you know, that wouldn't have been what she wanted. He told me that, you know, she's always gonna be with me.
Sure.
And things like that. But you know, it's as a kid, you know, as a 10th grade, yeah, as a 10th grade, as a 10th grade, you can't even imagine that type of thing. So I know she's with me now, you know, through all my success, my ups and downs. I just find a little light and smile, man. I just feel like that's her in me, that, you know, cause my mom, she always smiles. She always find a way to make us smile.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly believe that she's the reason that I'm, you know, has got everything I have right now.
How would you characterize who she was? I know you said she always smiled, but like, what was her personality, man, like?
She was determined. She was down to earth. She was outgoing. She didn't play. If she wanted something done, she was gonna get it done, even if she had to get it herself.
Yeah.
It's just, man, that's my best friend. I'm a mama's boy.
Yeah.
I'm a mama's boy.
How did you deal with it? I don't even know where I would have turned.
Yeah, it crushed me for a minute, but my godmother. That's when me and my godmother got close. Her name is Marjorie Cotton. Okay. She's a coach at Southern University. Okay. She's an assistant coach at Southern University. And ever since she came into my life, man, she's just like a mother to me.
Y'all stay in touch a lot.
What?
All the time.
What? If I don't call her, if I don't message her within a week, she's going to think something's wrong with me. She makes sure I get it done. She makes sure I hit her up.
I saw that you've had your dad in town a couple of times.
My dad, he's been.
You said that's where you get your personality.
Yeah,
from.
I definitely get my personality. Like if I go get my phone and show you some pictures of my dad, there's some pictures of me I'm taking like with fans. He's in the background making funny faces. I was like, yeah, I definitely get my personality from my dad.
That's great. Tell me a little bit more about him. What's he doing?
Man, he's just a goofball. Now, that's one person who was determined to make me and my brother smile every day.
Your brother's name's Major, right?
Yeah, my brother's name is Major. Yeah, his name's not. But he was determined to make us smile. Like, some days he'll be going, like, he used to work. I forgot where he used to work. But he used to be gone, like, all day. And we would be at school and do sports and stuff. And when he come home, he would, like, bring us, like, a new basketball, a new football, or some candy, or a new video game, just to see us like happy. And he probably—I don't even think he remembers this stuff. But me and my brother, we remember that thing. Like,
because you're a little thing guy.
Yeah. I'm a little thing guy. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to give me $1 million for me to be your best friend. You could just—if you check up on me every day and just, you know, just the little things, I'm just going to sit with me in my heart and in my mind.
Yeah, so your dad's name is Major, too?
Major Bailey Sr.
What's it like when you, your brother, and your dad get in the same room together?
You say get in the same room?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm laughing. It ain't not even here. No, just imagine if they were here. Just them around, I was going, I'm going to be laughing. They funny. They are funny, bro. Oh, my God. Like, I need a show. These guys, they funny, bro. My brother and my dad are my best friends.
That's awesome.
They are my best friends.
So what's your brother up to?
My brother is currently, he's in Air Force.
Okay.
Yeah, he just joined the Air Force. And, or at the military. He did one of them. And he just had a daughter.
Okay. So did she make the trip down here?
Yeah. Audrey Faye Bailey. That's my niece.
Full ceiling.
Yeah, I actually been. I have an older brother.
Oh, do you? Okay.
He's like 12 years older than me. He has like 3 daughters.
What's his name?
Byron.
Byron Baylor.
Yeah. No, his name is. He's a ghost.
He's a what?
Ghost. His last name is Ghost.
Okay. Could you spell that?
GOLSTOE.
Gotcha. Okay. Trying to be a
little thing. Get the fam.
I talked to Z. I think it was after the LSU game, after senior night. And I was like, this is. It's obviously a big deal. It was a big night for you.
Yeah.
He told me that freshman year, Mike had a rule that you guys couldn't have a car on campus.
Yeah.
And then sophomore year, didn't have a car still. Junior year, you got one.
Yeah.
And it was a little bitty black.
He you talking about my Scion? Yeah, I had a Scion XV. If you don't know what that is, it's like a little box car.
Yeah, he said you had a hard time getting it.
I was like, y'all ever seen the movie The Incredibles?
Yeah.
When he's trying to be a normal person. That's literally how I looked in that car.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But I was thankful for it. You know, my dad helped with it. My brother helped me get it. We all pitched in.
Are you still driving that thing?
Nah, I got it. Like,
yeah,
I sold it, and then I put that money towards another car.
So, what did you do? How did you get home the first couple of years?
I used to ride the Jefferson's bus.
You got a story? Yeah, at least one story?
This guy is the weirdest story. We were stopped in. We was on the way home, and we, you know, I'm basically home when I get to Shreveport, but we stopped in Texarkana. Okay. And I guess these inmates had, they had, like, just got out of jail, and they had, like, you know, tattoos on the face and stuff. They didn't have no bags. And they came, and they was looking real, real mad. And keep in mind, I got all this Arkansas gear on. It's, like, nice.
Yeah.
So, because I'm just trying to, I was just trying to wear something comfortable home.
Sure.
And so I got all this Arkansas gear on, and they looking at me up and down. Don't keep in mind, I'm not scared. I'm not, like, scared, but I am. I can't be too scared because I am the biggest on the bus.
Right.
So they come in, and, like, every seat is taken, but I have my bag in the other seat. Instead of him asking, he picks up my bag and, like, throws it. He was fresh out of jail, you know. So I let it slide, you know. I looked at him and I was like, "You got that?
The bus.
Yeah, you got that." I'm not finna lose my life because you bad. Yeah, and then after I told that to my dad when I got home, he was like, "Yeah, we gonna have to.
You gotta get to the car."
Yeah, that was my sophomore year. And then toward the end of that year, he was saving money, I was saving money. My brother, you know, he was helping me. Even a little bit, and we got the Scion, which is probably the cheapest car we ever could have got, and it was a good car. So yeah.
So I guess you were just riding this bus this long. I guess that was just you saying I gotta do whatever.
I was doing whatever I can to see my family. Family is FOE, man. Family over everything. Without them, I'm not who I am today.
How tough are those bus rides sometimes? I imagine they take forever to get where you want.
Like sometimes, like the buses would break down. The air wouldn't work. What else? The bathroom wouldn't work. Some of the seats would have like throw up and stuff on them. Like, I'm telling you, it was bad. It was bad. So my freshman year, I thought I could do it because I knew I was you know mentally strong.
Right.
My sophomore year, I was like, okay. I'm looking at my teammates. They got cars. I'm looking at all of them. I'm like, okay, it's time for a change now. So.
Yeah. Do you think Mike know that you were riding those buses home?
I don't know about Coach A did, but I know Coach Thurman. Yeah, Coach TJ and Coach Thurman did. Yeah.
I got you. So you were pulling up to the, was it on Weddington?
Yeah.
I guess that's where you
were. Hey, one time I was at the bus line, right, and somebody knew how I was my sophomore year. Because, you know, we had just lost to North Carolina. You know, they knew who I was, and we're getting on the same bus and he asked for an autograph. I said, okay, I guess you know who I am.
I guess I wanted to ask you about the tattoo on your left arm.
How are you?
Got significance to
it. Yeah, it says believe this way, and it says dream this way.
Oh, nice.
And that's something I've always done. Because of this, you know, believing in my dreams while I'm here.
Yeah.
I think by me believing in my dreams, it keeps me happy. Because every day I wake up, I know every day is a new day. You know, you just kind of restart, just live a new day. You know, just continue to, you know, get towards your dream.
So I wanted to ask you about the community service work, too. I think you've said in the past that you just kind of do that, just kind of out of the goodness of your heart and knowing that you were at one time one of those kids. Is that...
Yeah, that's why I take the community service things so serious because, you know, I didn't have that growing up. You know, Camping and Clarence, nobody was like me, you know, go to big time schools. And if they even had an opportunity, I'm pretty sure if they had an opportunity, they would give back. But we never had, like, nobody give back to our community. So by me being here and, you know, the school gives you platforms and things like that to give back. So I take advantage of those type of things, give back to the community. Even though it's not my community, but it is because I am a Hawk.
Scotty Bordelon again. Thanks so much for listening to my sit down with Adriel Bailey and the Basketball Podcast of Mid-America. We'll see you next time.